centro, ¡clara, gol!
Brazil, largest country in South America, and certainly the best place to watch the World Cup because it starts there today. But we can't all be in Brazil. But if we want a Brazilian flavor to go with our big screen TV, our sports pub, our living room, our outdoor projection party World Cup experience, hey, let us know where you will be watching the World Cup. Best place in your town, in your house, 877-8MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org. But then maybe we need a Brazilian soundtrack. Brazil is a musical paradise as well as a football powerhouse. And at the start of the games here on The Takeaway, John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck and New Sound, says he can help us. Brazilian music, I mean, that's huge. We could be talking about Jobim here or Vila Lobos if we want to go to the classical
music.
Yeah, I mean, this is a wide, wide spectrum.
Brazil is a Disneyland for music fans, as it is for soccer fans.
Yes, indeed.
So for those of us who are both, it's just like the cosmos has aligned.
Well, give us a sample. Give us a tour through some of the songs that we actually may be hearing accompanying this World Cup.
Well, let me start up in the Amazon.
Yeah.
Because there's a kind of a style there called Tecnobrega, which is rooted in the music of the slave trade and in some of the indigenous music of the Amazon basin. And it has been, as the techno part of the term would indicate, has been much updated and contemporized by musicians like Gabi Amarantos.
Saia vermelha, camisa preta, chegou pra abalar. Quando tu for na casa dela lhe buscar, ela vai preparar café coado na calcinha, só pra lhe enfeitiçar. E se tu for na aparelhagem, tu vai ver só, ela vai aprontar.
Techno, to be sure.
And, you know, I don't know whether you'll hear this, you know, in the stadiums as the games are played up north, but this is the kind of music that has become very popular. It is referred to as Amazonian pop music.
Is it dance music or is it?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's
definitely
all dance music.
Of course.
It's all dance music. You know, another part of the country that has a very specific kind of and a very distinct culture and music is the state of Pernambuco up in the northeast, where they have numerous styles of music. The city of Recife is one of the 12 host cities of the World Cup, and it is home to, among other things, a style of music known as maracatu, which has recently taken off here in New York.
Yep.
Foho, which we think of as an accordion-driven form, but which is even older than that.
You can hear that over on 45th Street.
Absolutely. Yep. But there's also, again, a kind of contemporary roots-based music in this state of Pernambuco called mangue beat. And a good example of mangue beat is the guy Chico Science died at the age of like 29 or 30 in an automobile accident, but not before he kind of wrestled this northeastern Brazilian roots music into the late 20th century with his band called Nassau Zumbi.
What's the name of this tune?
The song is called Rios Ponches e Overdrives.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and although Chico Science is no longer with us, the band Nassau Zumbi still is, so they continue his work.
Any throwbacks to Brazil's proud soccer football history?
You know, there are, just as America has the great American songbook, there is a great Brazilian songbook. And some of those songs, going back even to the teens, almost 100 years ago, celebrate Brazilian soccer. There's a famous song called Uma Zero, which simply means 1-0, 1-0.
Oh, right.
It's the score
yes.
by which Brazil beat Uruguay in their first ever South American championship in 1919. That song is still sung, but the one that everybody does not want to hear in this World Cup is the one that was written when Brazil won the World Cup in 1958. And every time they win it, you hear Brazilians singing the song. It's called A Taça do Mundo é Nossa, which means the World Cup is ours.
A Taça do Mundo é Nossa.
Now, you're not saying it's bad luck to play this.
I'm just saying if you are rooting for Spain or Germany or Argentina, you do not want to hear this song.
I see. So this song definitely rallies the troops if you're playing
it. It definitely does, and usually signifies something very good for the Brazilian team.
Never made the top 10 in Chile or Uruguay.
I would not think so.
So who are you rooting for?
I got to go with Germany. They're a fun young team, crippled by injury.
Herr Schaefer
goes
for Germany.
Well, look, you know, when I was a kid, you rooted. There was no American team to root for. You rooted for the team in front of your hyphen, the country in front of your hyphen.
It's okay for you to root for Germany. For heaven's sakes, who am I rooting for? You know, I'm rooting for the U.S. team, but that's going to be a very short line.
That's going to be a short route.
Yeah, it is. I think Portugal.
All right. Also in the group of death with Germany, Ghana, and the U.S.
Yeah. Well, good luck and, may the best World Cup win. And thanks for those musical suggestions.
John, great to see you.
John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck and New Sounds on our partner station, WNYC.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Bela menina que vem e que passa. Doce balanço.
You can find Soundcheck's Guide to Brazil, an ongoing series, at soundcheck.org. And we want to see what you look like here as the games begin. We want to see your soccer swag on you, okay? Send us a photo of your team colors, your jersey, your hat, your special ball, anything that shows your soccer pride. Use the hashtag MySoccerSwag on both Twitter and Instagram. Again, that's MySoccerSwag. Come on, folks. You know you're wearing the jersey right now.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training programs developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving through games. Learn more at Lumosity.com.